PR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama and his senior advisors are meeting today with Ron Klain. NPR's Giles Snyder reports Klain is officially starting his job as the administration's Ebola response coordinator.
Klain is starting his new job as the administration weathers criticism about its handling of the crisis. Some complain that Klain has no public health experience, and his lack of a medical background has drawn criticism from many Republican lawmakers. President Obama named Klain to the post last week. He is a Washington insider, having served as chief of staff to both Vice President Joe Biden and to former Vice President Al Gore. Klain is expected to use his government experience to improve the federal response to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa and to calm fears at home. Klain and the president are expected to meet with reporters late in the afternoon. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
An American cameraman who fell ill with Ebola has recovered from the disease. Ashoka Mukpo had gotten sick in Liberia, where he was working. He was then flown to Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha to be treated. Officials there say he is ready to be discharged. Searchers who are looking for the missing Malaysian airliner are getting help from a second ship. The Netherlands is providing the vessel. This will help comb the southern Indian Ocean off Australia, where Flight 370 is believed to have vanished. Malaysian Defense Minister Hishamuddin Hussein tried to encourage the searchers.
We cannot give up hope. We must continue to hope, for sometimes hope is all we have.
The jet disappeared March 8th with 239 people aboard. No trace of it has been seen. A U.S. Marine accused of killing a transgender woman in the Philippines has been moved to the Philippines' main military headquarters. The incident is clouding a recently signed military agreement that would allow more U.S. troop rotations in the Philippines. Simone Orendine has more.
Officials say under a visiting forces agreement which guides the plan for more troop visits, the U.S. maintains custody while the Philippines has jurisdiction over the case of Private First Class Joseph Scott Pemberton. But left-wing and nationalist groups have been calling for Pemberton to be detained by Filipinos. President Benigno Aquino says the government is not handling Pemberton with kid gloves.
In fairness, no, given similar conditions, a Filipino citizen accused of this crime would probably have the same treatment.
Police and witnesses say Pemberton and Jennifer Laude were last seen together at a bar in Olongapo City hours before Laude's body was found in a hotel bathroom. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.
The U.S. government has announced the adjustment for next year's Social Security benefit. It will rise by 1.7%. The annual cost of living adjustment applies to more than 70 million Social Security recipients, federal retirees, and veterans. This is NPR. American Jeffrey Fowle has returned to the United States from North Korea. He had been held there since May. North Korea accused him of leaving a Bible at a sailor's club as he traveled the country as a tourist. While the U.S. has been pressing North Korea for Fowle's release and that of two other detained Americans, Fowle's freedom today was a surprise. Secretary of State John Kerry says there was no quid pro quo given in exchange for Fowle's release. A high school in New Jersey plans to hold its homecoming ceremony today, on a Wednesday, after its football season was canceled. Sarah Gonzalez of member station WNYC has more.
The 2014 Homecoming King and Queen of Sayreville War Memorial High School won't be crowned under Friday night lights during halftime. There's no longer a football season at the school. The superintendent shut down the program after allegations emerged that high school football players were sexually assaulting teammates in the locker room. Seven players were arrested. The homecoming ceremony will now take place in the daylight, sometime between the girls' field hockey match and the boys' soccer game. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in New York.
The Human Rights Award, the Sakharov Prize, has been awarded to Congolese doctor Denis Mukwege. Mukwege works to stop sexual violence against women in war. He's created the Panzi Hospital in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo and works there with women who have been sexually abused. Past winners of the Sakharov Prize include Nobel Peace Prize winners Aung San Suu Kyi and Nelson Mandela. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.